is our pleasure to welcome you all to the Cross Cultural Chapel of Spain and Morocco 2013. We hope that in this short time you are able to gain an insight into the cultures we experienced this semester.
One of the first experiences we had in Spain was when we met with the Mennonite congregation in Barcelona, which is one of only six in the entire country. During that time, we learned about the establishment of their church, their history, and their current ministry. We also joined together in many songs, including the one we just sang together.
After our few days in Barcelona, we traveled to Granada in the region of Andalusia, where we lived with host families and took Spanish, history, and culture classes for 6 weeks. Many of the weekends were spent traveling to nearby places, including cities such as Cordoba and Sevilla, as well as exploring our new home. One of our professors, Maria Angeles, led a majority of our excursions, and it was during those trips, as well as class, that we learned more about Andalusian history with an emphasis on convivencia.
In Spain's history, convivencia refers to the almost 800-year time period in which the Arabs ruled, but also lived together with Christians and Jews. This coming together of people, as convivencia translates, was influential to the rest of Spanish history and our time abroad. It quickly became one of the central focuses of this cross-cultural and will be seen as a theme throughout this chapel as well.
Okay, everyone, today we're going to visit the Alhambra. Mennonites, this way, please.
So while in Spain, we learned about a lot of interesting superstitions. For example, Melinda, did you know that if you can peel an orange in one go, you'll get married within the year?
Huh. But be careful, because if you eat that orange or anything else on the street, you won't be found very appealing or get married ever.
Also, if you accidentally step in some dog poop, you should probably go buy a lottery ticket, because Spaniards consider this to be a very lucky turn of events.
But if your hand itches, be careful not to scratch it, because doing so would ruin any chances of money coming your way.
Did you know that if you accidentally drop an object, the first letter of the name of that object will be the first letter of the name of your future spouse?
Huh. So what do you think that is? There, a notebook?
Maybe a journal.
Maybe a journal?
Yeah.
So J?
J. James?
James?
We have a James.
We have a James.
Hola.
J. Josh?
Josh. I think we have a Josh, too.
Yama, man.
Well, no matter who the guy is, if someone sweeps your feet with a broom, your mother-in-law is probably going to hate you.
Darn it!
From Matthew 25, verses 31 to 40. But the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him. Then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then these righteous ones replied, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will say, "I tell you the truth. When you did this to the least of my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me." The current unemployment rate in Spain is 26%. In 2012, the average number of families being evicted from their homes was 159 per day. Since the economic crisis began in 2008, there have been about 300,000 evictions. The number of homeless has increased since the economic crisis hit Spain to approximately 40,000.
In addition to studying Spanish and convivencia, we had the opportunity to learn more about this major current event, the increasing employment, unemployment, numerous housing evictions, and the growing homeless population. After learning more about the crisis and seeing how it affected Spain and the people living there, our group was able to connect with those trying to turn it all around. We met with one of the stop evictions groups in Granada and learned more of the process they go through to fight the banks on foreclosures. We worked with people at the University of Granada who walked around once a week and gave food to the homeless. In response to everything we learned and saw in Spain as a result of this current crisis, I wrote the following poem titled Children of the King. I am a brother. I am a sister. I am a beggar on the streets. Who you see is not who I have always been, nor who I want to be. I am a father, I am a mother, I am simply trying to provide. Who you see is not who I really am, nor who I want to be. I am a son, I am a daughter, I am struggling to survive. Who you see is someone who is hurt and needs your help not to be. I am your neighbor, I am your friend, I am your fellow human being. Who among you is the least of these? We are all children of the King.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The sound you just heard is the Islamic call to prayer. We heard this call ring out over the city every day to remind faithful Muslims that it was time to perform Salat. Salat is composed of a series of full body, almost yogic movements, and the recitation of Quranic verse, which take about 10 minutes to complete. I wondered if the call was viewed as an annoying interruption to daily life, or at the very least, an inconvenience. When I asked one of my Islamic professors, he seemed surprised and said, "No, I like it. It is a pause, a space to breathe, reconnect, and align myself with God." A big part of our experience in Morocco were the 3 hours a day of incredibly difficult Arabic classes we took for 4 weeks.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Today in Arabic class, we're learning 3 new letters. Ha, ha, and ha. Let's do it together.
Ha, ha, ha.
Mackenzie.
Ha, ha, ha.
Roberto Shaggy!
The Medina, or the city center, is a crowded, bustling place where people barter, socialize, and people watch. In all of the Moroccan cities that we visited, the Medina was both simultaneously interesting and mildly intimidating. Our experience there can be summed up in the following skit. Some of us lived about 20 minutes outside of Tetouan, Morocco, in a little town called Martil. In order to get to school, we had to take a taxi. This is the sum of the experiences we had during that daily journey.
Thank you. My first evening in Morocco, my host mother, Fatima, invited Mandy, Angelina, Taylor, and me to the table for a small meal. We gathered around the table, and in the middle sat a tagine of fish and vegetables. My mother cut each one of us a slice of bread from this wheel-like loaf of bread that she had baked herself. When she handed me the bread, I wasn't sure what to do with it. That's when my host sister gave me my first lesson on Moroccan dining. She instructed me to tear off a piece of the bread to use as an eating utensil to dip into the communal tagine in the middle of the table. So then I tore off a piece of bread, and being left-handed, I dipped it into the communal tagine. Then my host sister says, "No, no, no, I must use my right hand. I may only use my left hand for if I want to reach for my glass to take a drink." Okay, got it. Right hand. So I use my whole right hand to dip the bread into the tagine. "No, no, no," my sister says. "You can only use three fingers, your thumb, pointer, and middle finger." There were all these rules that I didn't understand that I thought were just part of some strange table etiquette. However, I later learned in my Islam class that the way that Moroccans eat is highly symbolic of their religion. It's important to use your right hand for eating because that is the hand that is considered clean. Therefore, using your left hand is considered rude and impure. It's also important to use only three fingers because this represents self-control and moderation, which was something that Prophet Muhammad emphasized in the Quran. Using your whole hand, like I did in the beginning, makes you look greedy and overeager. That's especially an image you don't want to acquire when everyone is eating from the same bowl. I learned that the way that Muslims value community and the relationships within that community can be seen on smaller scales, like the way they eat from one bowl.
While we were in Morocco, we had a one-week trip around Morocco to see different cities, and during this trip, we spent one night in the Sahara, a two-hour camel ride from civilization. We stayed in a small village there for tourists with our Berber guides who were really, really enjoyable to spend time with. Kara wrote a poem about some of her experiences while in the desert, and the rest of us are happy to show you a little bit more of what happened that night.
I titled this "The Way of the Desert." It seemed unholy somehow to breathe. The passing of air in and out of lungs that necessitates life broke the patient hush, quiet. The mother moon hung huge and pregnant among her children. She begins to teach you the way of the desert. Breathe in and out, dear child, letting the silence fill you, absorb you, consume you. In this moment, you are fully alive.
One Saturday, a few of us went out to buy supplies for our November birthday celebration. We had finished our errands and were walking back to the school when the most inspiring thing happened. We were approached by a young native Moroccan woman who was speaking Spanish. She asked us if we spoke Spanish, and when we said yes or sí, she then asked if we also knew English. She had a woman with her who we assumed to be a poor immigrant from the sub-Sahara, and a young boy who was probably 3 or 4 years old. The Moroccan woman explained to us that she wanted to buy this lady and her son some breakfast, but the immigrant woman only spoke English, so the two women did not share a common language. She wanted us to ask the mother and son what they wanted to eat, so in essence, we would become a translator. After making suggestions to the mother and son in English and figuring out what they did and did not like, we then explained to the Moroccan woman that they wanted bread, coffee, and milk in Spanish. We even offered them some of our bananas we had with us and gave them a few coins and then sent them on their way.
As we walked the opposite direction, we all started tearing up. The whole encounter was so touching.
Not only was this native woman doing a good deed, but the fact that she didn't even share a common language with the lady and she wanted to take her to breakfast was more than any of us could handle. It was an eye-opening experience. She could have easily walked by the woman and her son and had no thoughts about what these people needed, like so many of us do. Or she could have just given her some pocket change and kept walking. But she didn't do that. She cared enough to find someone who spoke English, which had to have been difficult being in Morocco, just so she could help the small family out. As cliche as it might sound, it gave me some hope for humanity. We saw many homeless people in both Spain and Morocco because of the economic crisis, but this incident really hit deep. It made me reevaluate my own efforts. How many times have I given people some pocket change and called it good enough? And how many times have I offered to take someone out for breakfast? When was the last time you offered to help a complete stranger?
When 20 college students are stuck together for 3.5 months, you're bound to say some pretty stupid things. Thankfully, one of the girls in our group wrote some of them down. Here are the best.
From Phil, the thing I like about pictures is that they don't capture the audio, so you can say whatever you want.
From Carol, our leader. Sometimes yes means no, and no means yes, and they all mean the same thing.
I want to hug that tree.
No, Mackenzie.
But Melinda does it.
What do you think makes all those windmills move? That was Carol. This is an interaction between the two Canadians in our group.
Melinda, stay strong to the motherland.
Did we burn all the popcorn?
What you're laughing at is a very sad thing.
That was Michael, our leader. Hey, Carol, Muhammad just went off with a bunch of hoes.
We were on a farm. We would also like to share some statistics from our trip, a classic cross-cultural chapel tradition.
These are the countries we visited on free travel. Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, Germany, Austria, Czech Republic, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Belgium.
The total number of scarves purchased was 111.
Total scarves purchased by Taylor, 19.
Total number of photos taken was well over 32,000.
Photos taken by Taylor, over 9,000.
The amount of olives eaten was roughly 8,000.
People sick on the trip, 23 out of 24. Homesickness not included.
The different modes of transportation that we took were bicycle, walking, taxi, train, plane, bus, ferry, car, subway, horse-drawn carriage, and a camel.
Record for days in a row without showering, 8 days, this guy.
Just wanted to get the entire cross-cultural experience. The number of organs that were left in Spain, one appendix.
Number of passports stolen, one. Number of passports returned, thank God, one.
Number of cathedrals or mosques visited, probably too many.
Thanks.
The Muslim conquering of Spain in the 8th century ushered in a period of time called Al-Andalus that lasted until the 15th century. This period was wrought with times of extreme conflict, but beautiful moments of convivencia also occurred as Jews, Muslims, and Christians learned to practice a degree of religious tolerance that allowed the arts, sciences, and philosophy to flourish while the rest of Europe was still in the Dark Ages.
The Christian Reconquest and later brutal Inquisition ended this period of relative peace as Muslims and Jews were persecuted and expelled. Many of these Muslim Spaniards fled to Morocco, where their descendants still remain today. Almost 500 years later, we still witness the scars of this event in the form of overt racism in Spain.
The threat of violence between Muslims and Christians is a real and tangible possibility. Stories of such violence are threaded throughout U.S. news sources and include inflammatory finger-pointing about who is to blame. Moments of convivencia exist, but are seldom covered by the news. We rarely hear stories of the peace efforts, interreligious dialogues, and cultural learning where people sincerely attempt to understand the other, rather than simply submit to assumptions and fear.
Through learning Arabic and gaining a deeper understanding of Islam, our group made an attempt to initiate a new era of convivencia. We found experiences like Becca and Angelina's incredibly rewarding, as they demonstrated how ready the world is to bring history full circle and to usher in a new age through deeper cultural understanding.
We end our chapel today with a reenactment of our most powerful experience of convivencia. At the end of our time in Morocco, we traveled to Moulay Absalon, a poor village in the Rif Mountains. Here we picked up trash, painted, and helped build a new mosque. What greater symbol of convivencia can there be than a group of Christians from the United States building a mosque in Muslim Morocco?
Our very own Phil Yoder wrote the following song about our time in the mountains and this powerful experience.
Hey guys, come on. Muhammad needs us to help him build this mosque. Come.
Have you heard of Moulay Absalon way up in the mountain? A peaceful village, all are welcome. Come, you weary souls. If you're broken, if you're hurting, if you need some healing, find your time here, sit down, slow down, it's a place of refuge. Come to the mountains, find some rest. Come to the mountains, eat your fill. Goats and chickens, cows and horses, animals big and small, running free like they're meant to be, can you speak their tongue? If you could, you know you might just find. There's enough here, enough for all, no one here goes hungry. Come to the mountains, find some rest. Come to the mountains, eat your fill. And if you get a chance to hike up all the way to the peak, you can see the ocean and the sea from the top. And at the top there are two big boulders, folklore says it's true. If you squeeze between the two big rocks, you dump good to your folks.
It's true.
Come to the mountains, find some rest. Come to the mountains, eat your fill. Come to the mountains, find some rest. Come to the mountains, eat your fill. Come to the mountains, find some rest. Come to the mountains, eat your fill.
Dear Carol and Michael, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your courageous leadership. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for going out of your way when we were sick, feeling sad, and in the hospital. Thank you for going above and beyond. Thank you for being flexible. Thank you for taking care of us, even if it meant staying back while the rest of us went on ahead to discover something, someplace, something fun. Muchas gracias para su amor. Muchas gracias para ayudar a nosotros a aprender español. Muchas gracias por su hospitalidad en Granada. Shukran, alhamdulillah. Shukran, usteda. Shukran, nahnu drus fi jamila jadid. And finally, thanks for making us feel like family with Rafael and Maria, for being our teachers, guides, translators, friends, for being on call 24/7, and then some. You've encouraged us, challenged us, and for some of us, maybe even inspired us to chase our dreams. You're truly the most authentic, real, and most passionate professors I've had the chance to get to know. So we just want to say thank you. Muchas gracias. Shukran.
Will Carol and Michael and Maria come up? We have something to give you. We want you all to remember us forever. We have a signed photo of the whole group, which was a rare commodity to come by. So we have this to present to you and your family, as well as donating $200 to the community in the Rift Mountains where we did our service project in your name.
Thanks, kind of hard to follow that up. Thank you everyone for coming out. We really, truly appreciate everyone's presence. Please stay and fellowship with us some more, but also, if you haven't already, watch our slideshow because it's pretty super awesome. So that's it.
Thank you.